Thanks, Ross, and good morning, Russell. There's a new strain on the global supply chain because of the unrest in China and the threat next week of a nationwide rail strike here in the U.S. America's railroads rolled to record profits last year and are on track to do very well this year. So the unions insist the companies can do a lot more to meet worker demands, such as paid sick leave. Back in September, the Biden administration forged a deal between the unions and rail bosses. But now the unions want more and are threatening anew to stop work. A long-standing law here allows Congress to step in to prevent strikes. This morning, President Biden, despite his support for labor, is asking lawmakers to force the unions to live with a deal they don't like. Economist Mark Zandi says a rail strike could be crippling.
Over one-fourth of all of the goods are transported by rail. That'll add to shortages, threaten to make worse the inflationary problems that we're now facing.
Now to Hawaii and a flight over Mauna Loa on the Big Island. Below, the world's largest active volcano is erupting for the first time in 38 years, with waves of orange glowing lava and smoky ash. Hawaii Governor David Ige.
Overflights confirmed fissures at high elevations. Lava flows are not threatening any downslope communities at this time.
Yet the 200,000 people living on the Big Island are being told, be ready in the event of a worst-case scenario. There had been some fairly large earthquakes there, and now this. Volcanologist Wendy Stovall.
The word awesome, we use it all the time, but this is the definition of the word awesome.
Ross and Russ, awesome, but Mauna Loa's new lava flows could, days or weeks from now, threaten both property and lives.